inside that we need so much. The sight of a touch or the scent of a sound or the strength of an oak with roots deep in the ground. The wonder of flowers to be covered and then to burst up through tarmac to the sun again. Or to fly to the sun without burning a wing. To lie in a meadow and hear the grass sing. To have all these things in our memories hoard and to use them to help us to find.
Take a ride from the high desert and the great American Southwest, exclusively on Sirius XM Radio. This is Dark Matter with your host, Art Bell. Now, here's Art.
Extraterrestrial radio, actually. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another week of Dark Matter. I am Art Bell. And I've got an awful lot for you tonight. Oh, man, it is packed tonight. And I'm going to do something I always want to do anyway. I don't even know where to begin. Listen, I don't make movie recommendations lightly. Really. I can think of maybe two or three movies in my life that I've ever recommended on the air. Of course, Contact. And now, Gravity. Oh, God, what a movie. I went to see it in IMAX 3D, Gravity, and it is a killer. I mean, it is, as far as I can see, with, you know, very tiny exception, it's flawless. It's so good that when you're sitting in the theater, make sure you see it in IMAX 3D. Don't mess around with the other stuff. When you see it in the theater, you will feel like you're in space. You will identify with the characters, and you're going to feel like you're there. So, whatever you do, scrounge together the bucks and see Gravity in IMAX 3D if you can. Big time recommendation. Don't let it get away. Don't wait for the smaller screen. Trust me on this. There are a few movies that come out that deserve to be seen on the big screen. In 3D, and this is the one. All right, turning now to many comments on our guest list. You can readily see now that on Monday we have scheduled Dr. Roger Lear. On Tuesday we have Too Soon to Tell. I wonder, could that be an Indian name? Wednesday we have Check Back Later. And Thursday comes the very controversial Cannot Predict Now. it's an anti-poaching measure, folks. So be surprised every day for a while here. Okay, the ghost photo contest, I said, was over on Sunday because Keith Rowland, my webmaster extraordinaire, told me to say it was over on Sunday. What he didn't tell me is not this coming Sunday, but next Sunday, meaning you have one more week this week to get your ghost photographs in. Winner takes away a brand new Sirius XM radio and a one-year subscription to Sirius XM. So, hey, if you've got a ghost photo laying upstairs from your grandma, you know, scan it, get it over, whatever. Winner takes away a radio and a one-year subscription. Ghost stories come to me. Well, the ghost photographs, don't send them to me, please. Send them to webmaster@artbell.com. Webmaster@artbell.com. Ghost stories, on the other hand, come to me. That's for our show called Spooky Matter. Thank you, Bell Gab, for being the board to suggest that name. They're a board that follows the show, or sometimes poisons it with comments.
We hate that guest. Hate him.
They're pretty brutal, but as I've said, vaguely lovable. Anyway, Spooky Matter Stories, just give me a little capsule version, a paragraph maybe or two at the most, and include your phone number, and maybe on Spooky Matter we will call you. All right, here comes the heavy-duty, man, you gotta check it out stuff. The first thing I've got up is going to just rock your world. We have talked many times of shadow people on this show. Right? Shadow people. A lot of people go, oh, come on. What if I were to tell you I've got a video, and it's a security camera piece of footage, of a man being attacked by a shadow person. And if you can debunk this thing, have at it, baby. What happens in this video is a man's walking down the hall. You can see the dark shadow thing approach him. You can see it throw him on his, you know, face plant. I mean, he falls down. Then he's turned around. Then he is dragged by something invisible down the hall, or this shadow thing, whichever you want to believe. I'm telling you, this one is, well, it's either fake and CGI'd, right, by somebody who knows really what they're doing, or it's real. This thing is scary. I will be asking tomorrow's guest, too soon to tell, about this this video. But you can see it right now, and I recommend you you go up there and see it. It's an attack of a shadow being of a man. Simple as that. Caught on security camera footage, and it is really, really good. I mean really good. So it's up on artbell.com right now. And when you go to artbell.com, you will see these various things flashing on the screen. Just don't touch the screen. Wait for the shadow person attack. Then the second item is going to blow your doors off, too. My second item is of a NASA scientist admitting to this lady who called him, interviewed him, that NASA has chemtrails. He uses the term chemtrails. Now, he says they are lithium gas. Lithium gas. No, not the lithium that, you know, you're given for a psychiatric condition of some sort. Lithium gas, he says, to track the movements of the atmosphere, high levels, whatever. But, you know, it's a metal, right? I think. And there is an old thing about what goes up must, come down, right? So, never, I really think, I'll tell you what Keith said. He said, I think it's the first admission of a government official of anything like this. And Dr. Lear, if you're there, just hang in there. I've got a couple things I've got to do tonight, or that I'm going to do tonight. I don't have to do them. And then the final item, I mean, when you hear a NASA scientist admitting chemtrails, yeah, we're doing it, you know, that rocks you back a little bit. Normally, you hear about chemtrails and you go, you know, I don't know. I really don't know. But good heavens to Betsy. When you hear a NASA scientist say, yeah, chemtrails are chemtrails, it blew me away. So there is that. And then finally, this may not be the real McCoy, because I admit there are some problems in my view of the way this thing moves. It's a dragon. Now, you don't get videos of dragons just every day. It's a dragon over England. And it looks awfully realistic, except, in my opinion, for sometimes the way it moves its wings, or I'm just looking for a problem with it. I don't know. Maybe hooey, but it's a dragon. Somebody got it on video over England, and you don't get dragons every day. In fact, I have never had such a giant load of really, really good videos to present to all of you. Where are they all? Simple. Artbell.com. www.artbell.com. I would like for you, if you have a moment, I know you're busy because I'm sending you to do all these things, go to the internet and look up the words to Stairway to Heaven, song Stairway to Heaven. If you have never actually read the words to Stairway to Heaven, I would like you to go to the internet and look them up, because I'm going to play it, the whole darn thing. Said it's my show, I can do what I want, so I'm going to do it when I come back from break, before Dr. Lear. Okay. A second oarfish. Now, these oarfish are really rare, deep trawlers in the ocean. You don't see them unless you're in a deep sub or something. Has washed ashore in California. This is not good. Oarfish generally are, if they're ever seen at all, very rare, maybe seen in Japan, somewhere like that, right? But now a second oarfish has come ashore in California. Now, oarfish are looked at kind of like comets. They portend change and possibly doom. Doom, I tell you. I'm not necessarily a believer, but... probably not good. You know, we've got this Fukushima thing going on, right? And I'll leave it at that. A low-pitched droning sound has tormented residents of Southampton now for 18 months. No relief. No explanation in sight. It's every night. So some people have resorted to using sleeping pills or moving away just to get a good night's sleep, because this thing wakes you up. But England is only the latest in an ever-growing lengthy list of cities and towns plagued by exactly this sort of sound around the world. We've had it here in the U.S. Weird strumming, thumbing, thumping sounds under the ground that will not allow you to sleep. Update on Comet Ison. It suggests the comet is still intact, despite the predictions of many that the icy nucleus might disintegrate as the sun warms it. So we could still be in for a treat. Closest pass on November 28th. Oh, I got this email. It says, Art, as soon as I unwrapped my new dark matter mug, my cat Birdie came to check it out. Been enjoying the show every night over the internet. Now, shopping for portable XM radio use on the road, in my car, and on my motorcycle. Now, that is devotion. Listening on a motorcycle. What you should be doing is paying attention to what you're doing. Anyway, he sent a picture of his cat with a little face stuffed down into the Art Bell cup, dark matter cup. My cats do the same thing. They don't like water from any other source than a human cup. I think that my cats have calculated that if it's in a human cup, it's better water. Better. It's got to be better. And if it's milk, that's good too. So, you're probably going, ooh, you let your cats drink out of your glass? Yeah, we do. We'll talk about that sometime. All right, coming up in just a little while, Dr. Roger Lear and Dr. Lear, relax, we have lots of time. This is Sirius XM, where, well, there's virtually time for everything. Raging in the nighttime. This is Dark Matter. From the high desert and the great American Southwest, I'm Art Bell, and it's going to be quite a night. Stay right where you are.
Mississippi, in the middle of a dry spell, in
right, do me a favor. Go turn your radio up. If you have headphones, put them on. If you really did look up the lyrics, read along. Sit back, otherwise, close your eyes and listen.
first calling you to join him. Dear lady, can you hear the wind blow? And did you know your stairway lies on the whispering wind?
Doctor, you know, that sends chills down my spine. It really does. The way it builds, the words, if you read them, and by the way, Keith put them up on the website, it dies fast. Really fast. All that stuff up on artbell.com. So if you haven't done it yet, for God's sakes, don't do it if you're in a truck. Especially if you're on the road. You know, if you're stopped, maybe. But otherwise, don't get tempted. Somehow I have this vision of some guy in an 18-wheeler, you know, with a, I don't know, iPhone 5 in his hand, trying to manipulate his way to artbell.com. No, don't do it. Dr. Roger K. Lear is author of Aliens and the Scalpel, first and second edition. In other words, two of them. UFO crash at in Brazil, rather. Casebook, Alien Implants, Chopped Liver, and three other books published outside the U.S. has been said to have been one of the world's most important leaders in physical evidence research involving the field of ufology. He and his surgical team have performed 16 surgeries on alleged alien abductees. This resulted in the removal of 17, somebody must have had two, 17 separate and distinct objects suspected of being alien implants. These objects have been scientifically investigated by some of the most prestigious labs in the world. Their findings have been baffling, and some comparisons have been made to meteorite samples. Dr. Lear continues to investigate the physiological and biological aspects of the abduction phenomenon. He has also formed a non-profit organization for this purpose called ANS Research, Inc. It has been a long time since I've heard Dr. Lear's voice. Doctor, welcome.
Hello, Art. Yes, indeed. It's been way, way too long.
Really good to hear your voice.
It's a real pleasure being on the show again, and it takes me back a few years.
Well, incredibly happy to have you. It's a whole new ball game up here, buddy. We have time. You just wouldn't believe how much time we have and how few commercials we have. Oh, baby, it's something else. All right, you have done some of the most incredible work in ufology, period. It's as simple as that. I mean, taking implants out of people. And, of course, at the same time, you've been a ufologist. So you're a doctor. You're a ufologist. I don't know. You tell me about yourself.
Well, I got real busy. I was interrupted for a bit with a very nasty, nasty virus, which today is called shingles, which led to a seven-hour surgery and about 20 days in the hospital. So that kind of put me out of commission for a while. But I'm back.
You know, I have heard that shingles are the single most painful thing that can happen to a human being. Is that?
That is 100% on. That is the truth. But the subject of shingles from a medical aspect has been absolutely aborted. It's been turned into something of an absolute lie. And I was, somehow the victim of one of those lies. Shingles has absolutely or nothing to do with the chicken pox virus.
Oh, no, they didn't lie to me on TV, did they? If you had chicken pox, you already have the shingles virus in you.
Now, if you believe that, I've got several bridges that I want to sell.
Well, you're kind of in the bridge selling business anyway, right? A little bit.
Right. But anyway, any of our listeners can check this out if they want to do a little simple research. I looked at the virus that caused shingles so many years ago. It's funny it got renamed because it was called herpes zoster. And it was comparing that to herpes simplex, which is the virus that causes chicken pox, was like looking at a German shepherd and squeak your cat.
Right.
Incidentally, I don't know if you ever knew, but you have squeaked the cat, I have squeaked the rabbit. Maybe never meet.
Maybe. Listen, are you healed? You're better now?
Yeah. As I said, I'm back doing my thing again and have been for a while. I still
they
have.
Didn't, they didn't find anything else in there, did they, with the shingles?
No, but I had to wind up having two arterial bypasses done because I wound up with a hole about as big as a baseball in my ankle, and that had to be filled in with a graft and all that sort of wonderful things.
Oh, my God.
yeah, so it's been quite an experience. But
yeah, you've really been through it. You've really been through it. All right. Okay.
But, you know, I made the best of it. I got a new book coming out, which should be out next month, which I can't remember. I can't mention the name because of the agreement with the publisher.
Ooh.
But I can say that the foreword was written by Dr. Edgar Mitchell, the astronaut from Apollo
Excellent.
14.
Excellent,
so,
of course.
Really looking forward to that coming out. And it's got a lot of the new information, which we haven't talked about in years. But we found stuff that has gone far, far beyond what we had talked about in latter years.
Can you talk about it later tonight?
I would love to. In fact,
really? Okay.
Keith put a report up on the website. So if people want to go to artbell.com, they can take a look. There's some pictures up there, too. They're ultra-micro photographs. And when we talk about this, then they'll be able to actually see the things that I'm talking about.
Okay. All right. Excellent. I've got the website right next to me, so I'll be going over there to take a look myself. All right. Are you still performing surgeries for the removal of alien implants.
Yes. In short, we're getting ready to perform two more of them. All I need to do now is put in place the funding, and we have a couple of individuals who I think are going to come through with that. So we'll have at least two more to run through the fires of research examination.
All right. If I were to come to you, doctor, and say, and being very serious, and say, look, I really think I was abducted. I think that I've got an implant right here. I'll say my leg, just for, as an example. I've got an implant in my leg. It occurred or happened during the abduction. I've got a little scar here left from it that you can see. I'm kind of curious what, how you would vet me. In other words, how you would treat me and how it would go.
Basically, we would begin by putting you through a rather rigorous examination in relation to your experience, and we really wouldn't expect to see a scar. So if you had a scar, we would probably say, bye-bye.
All right, the scar's gone. It's in there. Magically, it's in there. I have no scar. Now what?
Okay, now you say you have an implant there, so I have to know that's true. So, along with your...
I'm telling you it's true, doctor.
I believe you 100%, except I have to send this stuff to the lab and another scientist, so
okay.
They have to believe you, too. So you have to show me some x-rays, or at least a CAT scan, or something like that, that shows you have a foreign object. Now, we don't know what it is, but at least we know you have a foreign object.
Okay.
That's
so,
number
so in other
one.
Words, all right, so you would send me away to get either an x-ray, if it would show in an x-ray, or, I don't know, an MRI, whatever, at my own expense. I'd have to pay for it, right?
No.
No
examinations, treatment, or surgery that is under the auspices of ANS Research, is there any charges made? Also, if we do find something and you want it taken out, you has to be your idea. You want it, not ours.
Well, I hate it. It's in there, and it's bothering me, so I want it gone, of course. Now, do I have to sign a lot of papers and stuff saying that I will donate my object to you when we're all done?
Exactly. It becomes the property of not ANS Research. It becomes the property of the civilization of this planet. And we promise to keep you totally informed of any information which is elicited from the research that this reveals. But every bit of your personal information is kept 100% confidential. So if a television program comes along and wants to do a show and we want to show them the footage, you don't want your face shown or you don't want your object shown, that's a liberty that we assign to the individual.
Now, to be honest with you, it would depend on where it was. I mean, if it was an embarrassing spot, I probably wouldn't want my face shown.
There are people that don't want their face shown. There are people that want their voices disguised. We have done television shows of that nature. And
I'm
there
sure.
are people that don't want to be on TV or have anything mentioned that might give anybody a clue as to what they are. Now, they sometimes have occupational hazards because they're afraid that, even scientists pray to higher masters. They don't want to lose their income or be embarrassed or called a nutcase or whatever might happen. So we respect that and we don't use them. But we do keep the data, and the data is available to the world, because I'm not doing this for myself. I'm not doing it for fun, and I'm not making a buck. I'm broke as it could be, especially after going through this illness. But, through the help of some very kind people, including someone we both know, and I'm going to give him credit on the air, which is Robert Bigelow, was
hey,
real.
Robert. Yay, Robert. Yes, what a guy.
Just a wonderful, wonderful, kind person who is totally responsible for getting this information out to the world. And, you know, when I was ill, he was just absolutely wonderful.
Robert is a very, very good friend of mine, Roger, and you know the work he's doing now. He's solidly now into aerospace and launching satellites like crazy and getting ready to put a hotel in space.
Absolutely, and he deserves it. This is something that he worked for. This has been a goal of his for many, many years since he established NIDS, which helped me greatly with the research. I also understand historically that he had purchased a radio station in the Union Plaza Hotel where a very strange show began, with a very famous person now by the name of Art Bell.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's really special. Do you know what he did? He actually, a few years ago, landed a helicopter in my backyard. That was quite an affair, boy. I'll tell you what. Yeah, the dust that came up when that thing landed. Landed a hotel in my backyard, flew myself and my wife into Vegas, and we got a real inside look at satellites preparing to launch, the whole assembly facility there. Oh, God, it was incredible. So he's done years of work since then. I guess it's about time for me to have Robert back on the air.
Yeah.
All right. Pat, now, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I suggested to your program producer, Paul, that I would like to see Robert back on the air because, you know, like you mentioned, he's in a wonderful position right now. He's going to do some firsts in space that have never been done before in cooperation with a few other people who are making headlines. But Bob always seems to stay, you know, out of the current. You don't see his name in the news. You do see these other guys, but
I know. You know who he reminds me of, Roger?
I know who you're going to say, probably Howard Hughes.
No. Although there's reason to make that comparison, but no. He reminds me of the billionaire in Contact, the one who's on the screen to Jodie Foster and leans down and looks into the camera and says, "Wanna take a ride?"
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely true. So he's been, as I said, most of the things, you know, let's talk about the truth. Most of the things that have happened in ufology that have made books and comments for all kinds of television and radio shows have been sponsored by Bob Bigelow.
That's right.
You know, I was shocked to find out that the Rockefeller event that occurred years and years and years ago, well, Rockefeller did pay for some of that. He paid for a quarter of it. Bob paid the rest.
Yep. He's behind a lot of research, serious and expensive research in ufology.
Yeah, absolutely. He's, you know, one of the people on the face of this planet that is responsible for a number of different things. Now, there are a lot of other people getting on the bandwagon at the present time because I believe, finally, the world is waking up to a new reality. Now, we've got Stephen Bassett, for example, who did the citizens' hearing in Washington, D.C., 5 days long of testimony. I was there. I was on the last day, which was a lucky thing for me because I got to hear what everybody else said. So I knew the way to go. But, you know, it was an intense, very, very intense feeling to sit there and relate this information to, you know, 80 years or 60 years of congressional abilities that the panel had, and you know, to get to know them through the years, and I learned, you know, probably as much about the government of the United States as they learned about ufology.
All right. When we get back, we're going to turn to specifics. Dr. Roger Lear, hang in there, and we'll be right back. From the high desert and the great American Southwest, this is Dark Matter, raging in the nighttime, exclusively on Sirius XM.